Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
The amount of old technology I have around my house is, well, you know, it, I don't know, for some people it might be a lot, but sometimes it's useful. And, you know, the problem is that, of course, the standards for everything continue to increase, or, you know, they change. And so if you want to plug in the older equipment to modern equipment, well, you've got to have dongles and adapters and that kind of thing. So I have an old video camera, and apparently it was, I think it was still last century. I know we used it at some point to videotape our children, so it's been around a while, and it has the RCA outputs to it and S video. Well, neither of which are standards anymore. That you know, if you want to plug it into a monitor these days, it's going to be HDMI, and so yeah, I bought a nice little one of these little converter devices on Amazon. And you know, it actually, surprisingly, the camera worked pretty well. I was using it to see how it would work as a webcam. The one problem that makes it a non-starter is that, well, the camera shuts off with no activity after like 5 minutes, and I couldn't figure out a way to disable that feature, even though the camera was plugged in and all that stuff. Clearly it was designed to be used, you know, I don't know, more interactively, and you'd be touching buttons and that kind of thing. It's one of those, okay, wasn't the use case for that camera. Now, obviously the resolution of the camera was, you know, and was maybe not so great, but it was actually better than the one that I just bought on Amazon that doesn't have autofocus. And so I'm kind of blurry, because I'm using it through an ATEM Mini Pro and doing, you know, and doing green screen and all that stuff. And that self's been a project trying to get all the green screen stuff working right, because before I was just using Zoom to do it, and Zoom has its limitations. And you know, you can do some pretty cool stuff with the Blackmagic box as far as as far as production things. And so yeah, I've been upping my game a bit more. Why I got all this equipment. And so but I was just kind of seeing, okay, well, I've got an extra HDMI port on this thing that I don't need, you know, that I don't have something else necessarily in mind for. So I was kind of using it to, you know, again, to play with some of this other stuff. And I also currently have one of my Raspberry Pis hooked up to it, and I can play video games on it. So, and actually, even if I don't necessarily use it to broadcast, it's useful as a switcher because I've got one of my monitors hooked up to it. So I can just sit here and play games if I want to. But I can also stream it, which is kind of nice, but it's not my goal. Routing all the audio and all this other stuff, it's been a learning experience. Actually, the original and previously was using the Raspberry Pi with a VGA monitor. I had an adapter for it, but apparently when I booted it up, I didn't have it set to the right display quality. So when it came up in emulation station, it was like, well, yeah, there's it's not the right video or something. I don't know. It went black. So yeah, you know, have to play with a little bit of Raspberry Pi does have a few things in it that are a little bit different from standard Linux in terms of like configuration files and that kind of thing. And I vaguely remember something about it. And so, yeah, anyway, and then also there's two ports on the Pi 4. So, you plug it into the wrong one, things don't work either. And so, yeah. Okay. But between those two things, I had a few issues that I was able to then sort out. But, trying to make better use of the limited screen, limited screens real estate, with the resources I had, and trying to, I don't want to buy another video camera if I don't have to. But I've got all this old stuff, and yeah, it's funny because I'm sitting here looking at my Rodecaster and all of the cables that I've got plugged into it. Yeah, there's some various adapters and kinds of things that I've purchased recently, and other cables that I've had for, 25 years or longer. And, it's just kind of amazing. I go through my stuff and it's like, you know, I was doing this with the computers the other day, and I'm like, yeah, I've got stuff that, it still works. Right. And you know, and maybe I do purge things from now and again, but, you know, some stuff's still useful. And just because it's not the latest and greatest technology, you know, it may not be the biggest hard drive in the world. It's like, well, yeah, I don't necessarily need, you know, I don't know, 6 terabytes or whatever the, you know, and however big you can buy a hard drive these days, and you can buy them as SSDs. It's like, yeah, you know, I've got this stuff I've already spent the money on, and it's, you know, and I know this stuff's getting manufactured whether I buy it or not, but it seems to me not to waste this wonder, you know, all of this stuff. So yeah, I tend not to throw away, or at least I might keep a few of certain things, but yeah, I've got, you know, again, a bunch of cables here that I'm sitting here looking at, some of which I bought, most of which I bought, years ago. I've had to buy a bunch more HDMI cables because I, you know, not something I've needed, but now I've got a video switcher. So yeah, I do. And I probably, if I ever hook anything else up, yeah, I probably need another HDMI cable somewhere along the way. But anyway, it doesn't make sense to throw this stuff away. Cause you never know when you're going to need it. And it's just, but there is a point, right? And so every once in a while I do a purge and say, okay, I probably won't need that again or whatever. But, the video camera seemed like it could still be useful. I mean, yeah, I don't necessarily use it to record anything. Cause then, you know, good luck getting it off of there. But I mean, I could probably do it now, you know, the adapter was, you know, the AV to, you know, S video to HDMI adapter was not that expensive. And I was also using it for the old Atari Flashback consoles I have, just to see how that would work. And they worked pretty well. But I can run all that stuff on the Raspberry Pi. So, no need to just have those little consoles, but yeah, I guess I keep, you know, I don't know. I guess I keep too many things. And eventually when I move, which, you know, is going to happen at some point, I'm sure. I've been in this house forever. But at that point, maybe I will do a bigger purge. But I haven't been, it's one of those things. It's like, yeah, those little costs all add up after a while. But God, I think I still even have, you want to talk about old video. I've got like an analog video to VGA adapter somewhere too, which, you know, was useful at one point. I don't know if that's still useful anymore, but yeah, I still have it. I still got a few of things. I just got a random assortment of old stuff that, yeah, I can't throw it away because, it's one of those things like you might need it at some point, but, this is how you end up with a ton of crap that, that you then have to go through at some point. And I actually did, like 2 years ago, I went through and did a massive clean out of my office just to kind of get rid of some stuff that, I probably will never use again. But this is all part of the I look at it as the part of the recycling thing, right? Is, yeah, if you can use it again, then don't necessarily get rid of it. But I also understand, paring down and not having all this extra stuff around. So it's a balancing act. And I don't know how to, you know, I, as I say, every once in a while, I'll do a cleanup and I'll find things that, you know, yeah, I don't need so many USB-A cables, but I tend to get one with a new printer. But it's good to have a few because you never know, those cables can potentially, you know, I don't know, something can happen with them or they're not long enough or whatever. And so it's good to have a few options in case, you know, that happens. And so, yeah, this is why I've got bins of cables and stuff that, I think somebody saner than me would probably throw them all out, but, you know, it's kind of amazing. You get that one time you go, I've got that cable and it ends up helping out. So, just amazing what can be done, I guess keeping that stuff, but I guess I'm justifying hoarding or something. Well, maybe I'm not as bad as the people you read about in the papers or whatever that get buried in their stuff. But trust me, I come from a family of hoarders and I know what that's like. I don't want to be one of those, there is a balancing act and I'm not, I'm wondering if I'm on the right side of it or not, or, you know, I can do better and get rid of stuff.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.